School funding reform has been the subject of intense discussions, especially for the bill's sponsor, Democratic Senator Michael Johnston of Denver. He's worked on the issue for nearly 2 years, talking to several thousand people across the state.
We tried to build over that time a sense of what are the most important needs. What are the things that we've cut? What are the real bars to adequacy and equity?
In addition to funding the basics, Johnston's bill aims to give school districts more money for English learners, full-day kindergarten, and at-risk students, among other things. It would also require districts to report school-level costs, such as teachers' salaries.
And so the key is not just what's the sticker for how many dollars you put in education. The key is what is the amount of dollars that generate the outcomes that you want.
Outcomes are one thing, but the bill's reforms wouldn't go into effect unless voters pass a $1 billion tax increase this fall. Republicans like Senator Scott Renfro of Greeley say a tax increase won't improve learning.
This is a bill of special interest groups that have put together a package of what they want to do to get a $1 billion tax increase. This bill does not require any difference in academic achievement.
Republican Senator Mark Scheffel of Parker agrees with parts of the bill, but thinks it falls short.
The reform is really not all that much reform. This is an area that really needs complete overhaul.
Scheffel also wishes the measure wasn't tied to a tax increase.
It seems fairly arbitrary. Why is $1 billion the magic number? I don't understand how that's been arrived at, and especially since we're, getting ready to get a Supreme Court opinion at some point.
The Colorado Supreme Court is expected to rule later this year on a lawsuit that says the state's education system is unconstitutional. Parents in several school districts sued the state, saying schools don't have the resources to pay for the education system Colorado's created over time. Even Senator Michael Johnston admits $1 billion may not be enough.
And there are estimates out there that range, in some cost studies from a little over $1 billion to some up to $4.7 billion. So even amongst that community of advocacy, there is not yet agreement on what that right number is.
But Johnston says he wanted to err on the conservative side when going before voters with a tax increase. Democratic Senator Linda Newell of Littleton says if it's going to happen, tax increase should occur sooner rather than later.
I don't want to continue to see education so poorly funded in Colorado, and this is one way to get there that is more equal but fair.
The education community's reaction to the school finance plan has been mixed, and school districts with higher numbers of low-income students, such as Denver and Aurora, would make out better than suburban and small districts. The measure has been changed to remove some of the most controversial provisions. Advocates say it will be a landmark overhaul, but lawmakers still complained about the bill's complexity. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.